We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, everybody?
Josh Coleman had a heck of a tackle on Saturday against TV on Sunday. Just how much have you seen his progression grow this spring at linebacker?
That was his best play right there. That was it. So hopefully he can progress off of that.
How much have you seen that from him in the other practices?
Say it again.
How much have you seen that toughness and kind of attacking sense of him grow since last season? Because we haven't seen him at all on the field. It's kind of how much has he shown that over the course of his time here?
He needs to keep showing that. Yeah, it was a great play.
Bob, did you have the great experiment today with Eddie Ilefocio?
No, we're just we're down on a little bit of numbers, as you guys all know, at outside linebacker, and every practice we've rotated an inside backer to outside backer. And he just kind of shows up a little bit wherever he plays.
How important is Ryan Bowman to what you guys do defensively?
Yeah, very, very important. A veteran, I think he's about 40 years old now, veteran outside linebacker, been here for a long time. Very smart, very fast. Can rush the passer, play the run. He's a critical piece of our defense.
I guess the obvious question, you know, you guys teaching consistency, how's that been going in terms of getting the kids to understand that?
Yeah, I think we're getting better every practice. It's been great energy in terms of all spring, all practices. I think our guys are buying into everything we're teaching to do, and I think we've been pretty consistent this spring.
What have you seen? I mean, it's tough when you're not tackling as much, but from Tuli and Taki, as they're continuing to grow, what's their progression been like this year?
Yeah, I think we've done a better job of stopping the run overall. And those two guys, as Ryan Bowman is critical on the outside, those two guys are very critical on the inside. Along with Tuli, he's playing very well in there as well.
Can you name a couple guys on defense that from day one to today have really, really just kept on improving and getting better?
You know, a couple DBs stick out at me. Both cams, I think, are playing well. I think our two D tackles are playing well. One guy that keeps jumping out, and I feel really glad and good for him, is Braylon Trice. He made a couple big plays today, and every practice he seems to make a big play and getting better. So those would be a few of the guys.
So I'm just curious. So with Eddie going to the outside and other linebackers doing that, is that just to fill numbers, or are you – getting them ready if you needed them?
Yeah, and both. We have to fill numbers. We have to give our outside backers a little bit of breather and practices, because that's the group on our side of the ball that is low in numbers. Eddie's an inside linebacker, but if we lose more guys or whatever it might be, position flexibility is huge, and that's why we rotate an inside guy out there every day.
What has been the big step for Kyler Gordon, where it seems like he's always had the athleticism, but it seems like he's really been more consistent and dominating? What's been the big step for him?
I think that's it. I think just really understanding the defense and playing more consistently. You know, we've had some great corners around here, as you guys know, over the years. He's as every bit as athletic as any corner we've had. It's just the experience, playing consistently, and really knowing the defense.
Speaking of position flexibility, Jacoby Covington looked like he got a lot of reps outside today. Are you guys still trying to figure out what the best position for him is?
Yeah, a little bit. And just in terms of it's just so good when guys can play inside or outside, whatever, inside back or outside back or safety corner. The more they can do that, the more they're going to understand the defense, and gives us and them the flexibility to play more.
Has Humuli got himself in a position to play if he had to?
He's getting close. He still needs to learn more of the defense. It still needs to be second nature to him, where it is not quite yet, but he is making really good progress and has had a good spring so far.
What has KFAB done to stand out?
What's that?
What has Cameron Pappy done to stand out?
What does he have to do?
What has he done to stand out to this
spring? Yeah, I think making plays. More consistent in his defense, understands the defense. He's a guy that's been around here for a while. It's, you know, guys making play. You got to make some plays on defense, whatever position. You can't have busts, which he's had very few busts, and playing much more physical. Guys got to be able to tackle, not give up big plays in the back end. So all of those he has improved at.
Your two freshman defensive linemen that came in, saw one of them in the middle of a looked like a pretty fun little skirmish. Have they fit right in? They look like they're physically ready to play a little bit.
Yeah, Voy and Quow, you're talking about. Really happy with those two guys. They are certainly going to be really good football players here. Quow came a little bit earlier than Voy. But for two freshmen, we feel pretty pleased about those two guys.
Is that it?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.